Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. We are saying goodbye to 2022. A challenging year of lessons for many of us. We've learned a lot. We welcome 2023 with our newfound wisdom, our courage, and our strength as we forge ahead into unknown territory to build our new earth with what matters to us all. Thank you for joining us today in this empowering conversation. I'm bringing you the KS Media Group, thought leaders from around the world that are going to share with you about what they've learned in 2022 and what they want to create in 2023 as far as for their health, their well-being. We're going to hear from them. So it's an honor and a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cornelia. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. I want to just have a fun conversation. You know, when we look at 2022, my goodness, it was a very, 2022 seemed like it was like a three-year thing, like with 19, 20, you know, or 21, 22, 19, right? It just seemed like it's just been one big, huge lesson after another, from COVID to all the different things that we've had to, you know, change and endure, and just so many things that I just feel so relieved now moving into 2023. And I am consciously choosing to move into it, no matter what the world is doing, no matter what is going on. I am consciously bringing the stability, the grounding, the peace with every step I take, because that's important to me. That's a value of mine, that I'm bringing in that stability. I am the peace that I seek in the world. I am the grounding that I seek in the world. And I'm just feeling so much at ease with that. And I feel like in 2022, for me, I'll share later because I want to bring on Susan first, but for me, 2022 was really a very hard year. I was faced with quite a few different challenges, and I will be sharing those with you in a little while. So welcome one of our new thought leaders in the KS Media Group app. For those of you that don't have this app on your phone, go get it. Go to the App Store, to the Google Store, and download KS Media Group app. It's free. And all of the thought leaders that are here today and many more are in this app, and they're all here to inspire you to live your best life, whether it is from physical well-being or state of mind, changing your state of mind or emotional processing or being the calmer self, like we have Nadine Searle. We have fitness. We have Peggy Bell. She is supporting, you're going to meet her here today, supporting adults and young children now to become unstoppable in what it is that they want to create. So we have so many things to look forward to, and we want to be there for you, that we are your trusted source, people that you can rely on, because we're consistent with the information and the inspiration that we share with you. It's real. And you're going to hear from some of those people here right now. So Susan, welcome. Susan Axelrod.
Thank you, Cornelia. Good to see you. Good to be here. Hello, my friends, Peggy and Karen. Always good to be with you. 2022, what a year. We came in talking about the year of feminine energy rising. The year of 2022 was the year of the divine feminine rising. And the lessons that I learned were sort of inside that paradigm for me. So I have here on my desk this little piece of scrap paper. You can see it's handwritten. And I have had this same little piece of scrap paper for 10 years. This is the 10th anniversary of the year since I started selecting an annual theme for myself. In 2012, I was turning 50, and I had already learned many tools and done a lot of inner work, and I selected a theme for the year, which unbeknownst to me was the highest in ascension, which is joy. And then I worked and focused to bring in my annual theme all year long. I created a graphic and I talked to people about it. I shared it. My best friend gave me a stone that had the word joy on it. And over the years, every year, I have selected an annual theme. At the end of 2021, I was already in some personal difficulty, and I had already been through the theme of Simplify. That was 2017. But at the end of 2021, I had been using the theme all year, moving forward slowly. And by the end of the year, my new theme for this year, 2022, found me, and that was trust. So at the end of last year, I had already told myself I wanted to do more, do less and gain more. Do less and gain more. And that's what I focused on all year. I grew my business even while doing less. I grew my personal relationships. I went deeper in many ways. I was in a personal struggle that forced me to do gain so much more from my inner work that I do, even while doing it more quietly. And my theme this year of trust was one of my biggest lessons, that I really did learn to trust myself and my gut. And with my work with clients and family and friends now, I have heard myself saying, trust yourself. Trust yourself. It happened with my sister recently. It happened with my friend recently. It happens with my clients every day. Trust yourself. And so that was a very big lesson for me this year that I learned. Another lesson for me had to do with my business, which was that my focus on holistic practice, being a whole person, W-H-O-L-E, a whole person in what I call life and business, really showed itself to me as something that is the most powerful, the most grounding, and the most important thing. We are no longer in the old paradigm where we compartmentalize ourselves, right? Our business is over here, our life, you know, personal stuff is here, relationship, etc. But we are in a wholeness, you know, the wholeness of being. And that was a second lesson that I really learned this year, again, in my own truth, trusting myself, dealing with the things that I had to deal with personally. I learned and realized that my style in my coaching work of what I call revelation, sharing vulnerably my own truth with my clients, allowed me to be in such beautiful, holistic connection with them, such that they could trust me. They felt authenticity. There was a shared vulnerability. And then when I needed a little time for various reasons, they were like, no problem, because we showed up together in our whole truth. So that was another lesson that I learned that I will carry with me to my grave. And then finally, the third lesson I wanted to just share here today is what I call small but mighty. It was many years ago that in my Simplify year, 2017, that I made a decision to move towards the idea of no longer being the most famous, the most loud, having the most, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of followers being on the big stage, but rather with simplicity, accepting and realizing the impact that you really truly can have one to one. And that is where I am at this time. It was another lesson that I learned, the small but mighty, having the understanding of how we can emit, emit, E-M-I-T, energy from being in our own state of grace, whatever that is for you. Sometimes grace is full of tears and sometimes it's full of joy. But our job in life is to be in a state of your own grace, in your state of your own positivity and your state of beingness and wellness and good emotional health, such that what emits out from you is beauty and love. And that's pretty much all there is. And maybe somebody's sitting next to you on a train, or a child in a playground, or your dear friend or soul sister, or, you know, whatever, whomever it is around you will receive the emission of your good energy. And there is there can be exponential, humongous, outrageous, beautiful impact from that. And that's what I call legacy. What will your legacy be is the name of my website. And Cornelia, these are just a few of the lessons that I've learned in 2022. And I thank you so much for the opportunity to share them.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this was like a keynote speech, right? What do you really have to say about that? That was really well articulated.
Thank you.
You know, it seems like you've been practicing this, which I know you haven't. You live it. You live it. It's really exciting to hear you share all of that you shared, because we know that there's also been, you know, lots of challenges that also were dealt with. And I just feel so honored that you are part of this community. When you say the small and mighty, this is us. This is us. It's the KS Media Group, each of us individually, small and mighty. And what can we do in building our new earth together? You know, I feel so good having, working, collaborating with people like you that are here to make the world a better place in this level of integrity and this level of wholeness and sharing and spreading the love. When you were talking about the person on the bus, the little girl on the bus, if she can feel the love that you are emitting. And what I thought was, she can, because that's how it works. The energy is emitted. It's just by your beingness. And so suddenly the bus is filled with more love because you're sitting on it. And that is how we're changing the world. Right? That is how we're being the peace we want to see in the world. I just got my own chills.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just got my own chills. So that is really wonderful. So have you already, I know you're getting ready to go to, you know, do your personal retreat, shall we call it, this weekend. And have you already thought about what your new theme is going to be for 2023? Or are you still in the discovery of that?
It came to me on November 19th, which was a special day in my life, and this is it. This is my book that just came out. Thank you. It was published on November 17th, and at the time on that weekend, usually my theme finds me around that time in November, early December. And I realized that in 2023, from day one, I will be helping people to understand that you actually can magically create your own future by speaking to your future self. And so I'm delighted with my book. every day of 2023. I will be working with my own future self. I will be working with clients, my group, my weekly accountability group that I've been running for 2 years will be focused on soul care and self-care. To really make sure that our future selves are strong and well and healthy and impactful. And so, yeah, that's my theme for next year.
Is what is the theme? Speaking to your future self?
Dear future self.
Dear future self. Congratulations on that book. I have say, you know, it is the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And you did ask me for a quote in that book. And I would like you to read it, if you would.
I would be very happy to. So in this book, for the first time, thank you. This is my fourth book. And in this book, I invited all the people in my world to share a quote after they gave a minute's thought to their own future selves. And so I have 12 women who are quoted in the book. Cornelia is one of them. And here's what it says. My future self is now. The eternal now is your future self. The future of love is now. The self and love of self and future is now. The past has been released and loved free. And the future is nothing more than the continuation of today. This sacred now, this sacred moment is all there is. Bring your future self into the now and into the next now. Time keeps on slipping into the now. My future self is now.
Woo!
And I love this because this really represents the thesis of the entire book of really, if you go to your future self and come back from there, that it is 100% in your control. Confident life coaching. Thank you, Cornelia.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. That is so good. I'm so happy that you're doing that, supporting people with, you know, creating their life, their legacy with speaking to their future self. I was actually scheduled, when was that? Was it in 2022 or was it in 2021? Susan, you can help me remember. Where I was going to go to, this was in 2022. I was going to go to Vietnam and actually teach a workshop about the future self.
Yes.
That retreat got canceled because of COVID. There was a big, huge event that I was participating in where it was called the Ultimate Girls Getaway in Vietnam. And we were at the Sheraton, and those of us that were facilitating workshops, like myself and many other coaches and healers and facilitators, speakers, one of the workshops I was going to be doing is facilitating the future self. And I remember the loss I had to feel because remember, Susan, you and I were talking about it. I felt one of my dreams was to facilitate this workshop and to be in Vietnam for a month. Because one of my core values is location freedom, financial freedom, right? And to be able to do the work that I do in traveling around the world and still, and then also have fun in the places, you know? So I like going to places and being there for like a month. You can still do your work, but then you can explore other cultures and you can explore, you know, the magic of this world. So it was a big, huge loss for me. It's interesting when we release energy, we don't even remember when it was.
It was September. Yes, it was just a few months ago.
I know. I mean, like I said, you know, 2022 was a big bang for me where I had to let go of so many things. And that was one of them because, you know, they just couldn't fill the slots. So the event got canceled. I was actually one of the first people when the announcements was made, they were still going for a big push that they were going to go ahead and try to get as much of it filled. But when I heard that, I was actually one of the first ones that pulled out. And said, I just don't want to do this push. I just don't want to be a part of that. And so then I had to process the loss, right? Because this was a big piece. But I'm sure in my future creation, there will be another Vietnam creation. There will be another workshop. There will be another. So it's like yesterday when Susan and I were talking about our upcoming podcast, we were saying it just hasn't happened yet. And so this is also another thing, when we have so many dreams and goals and visions that we want to realize, many of us this year in 2022 have had to release things that haven't happened yet, that we put all our energy in. I've spoken to so many entrepreneurs that were having to release disappointment for all the effort and energy they put into their work or works that hasn't manifested yet in the physical. And it just hasn't manifested yet. You get to now choose again what you're going to take forward into 2023 and what you're going to put your energy in, with the key word that Susan mentioned, and that is the word trust. It is when we embody trust, when we release the past, because the past is gone. When we release the past and let go, then we are emitting that frequency of calm, of creation, of what is it that you want to do now. And of course, again, embody that frequency and showing up in the energy of trust with all the choices that you make. First of all, for me, it's always trusting my choices, trusting God, trusting the universe. And there are times in our lives when we question our faith, for sure. That also is part of our humanity, is really questioning our faith. And in 2022, that was also a big thing for me. So I just want to say, Susan, you are, you know, primed so pristine and perfectly right now with all of your works and everything that you're doing. I know you're going to be helping small and mighty people rise into their highest expression. And I'm really honored to be a part in your future world creation.
Thank you so much. Ditto.
Yeah. Now, do you want to share with the audience where they can look you up or find more out about you? Don't forget to mention the app.
I do indeed. I can be found, in fact, it's right here on my phone. I can be found in the KS Media Group app online. Download it in your Play Store. I'm delighted to be there. When you go there, look for directories, look for your influencers. I am listed there and you can connect with me in all of the ways. I have 4 books published. I have an accountability group. I do personal coaching. And you will find all of that inside this amazing app, which is created for your well-being. If well-being is something that you want to focus on in 2023, which is the answer to the other part of the question, what is my direction? That's the direction I'm going with self-care and soul care, then you will find it in the KSMG app. So thank you, Cornelia.
And I'll just throw it out there because I can't help myself. whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And Susan, you know, she's all over YouTube. She's all over Facebook. So, you know, you can find her. But the great thing about working with someone like Susan is she is the confidence coach and she is in accountability. And it's really being in accountability to your highest expression, her highest expression. We've been together now for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
Collaborators and friends and coworkers and podcast hosts. And, you know, we hire each other. And, you know, it's just been wonderful to have a friend like you, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So, wow. So, you know, what did you say? Okay, so the 2023,
dear future self.
Okay, so that's going to be the theme. You're going to be rolling out with that theme. So, you know, I'm thinking about my theme, but it really hasn't really fully found me yet. My theme for 2022, and I'm so glad I had that one because, oh my God, you know, when I found myself in the challenges, I was reminded of the theme. And the theme was, I'm all in.
Yes, That's exactly what it was.
The theme, I'm all in, and I'm still all in. So for me, usually my theme doesn't usually find me until, you know, sometime in the first quarter of the year. So my new beginning, I usually begin during the spring equinox. I feel like right now I'm in the last quarter of 2022 during that first 3 months of January. So my new year, while, you know, the Gregorian calendar celebrates it on January 1st, but for me, it really begins during the spring equinox. So I'm like in the ninth month, moving into the 10th month now. And so my theme, I'm still all in. And I'm still driving that all inness with everything that I'm doing. So I'm really excited about completing this theme. And I'm getting some glimpses about what my new beginning theme will be. So, but for now, it is all in. And the other word that really comes to me right now is the word thriving. Thriving is the name of my LLC. Thriving is the name of what I started my business with. Thriving Now, says the future self. Thriving Now, LLC. That is, and thriving for our humanity. Thriving one, thriving all, in our physical health, in our businesses, in our lives, and, you know, when all the things that we do. Because like Susan said earlier, you know, it all runs together, you know, so you are the business. Your body is the temple. You are the expression of the thrive, the peace, the love, the joy, the trust. And look at how organically we're creating this here today. None of this was practiced, but it feels like it is, right? So I'm so excited. So who's next, Peggy or Karen? Which one? You guys choose.
I'll go just for the heck of it. I'm Karen Lubin, and I'm actually called your well-being coach. So I love that you keep talking about well-being. That tells me I am in alignment with the KS Media Group app and all the people that are part of it, all the experts, all the collaborators. It's very, very cool to feel like, yes, alignment. So what has really inspired me? And I guess I'll just say that what I'm all about is I'm really about supporting you through any transition. And that's to all of you out there listening to reach for greater health, wisdom, and peace. All right. So I am very holistic. Like Susan is just talking about the whole. And that really is something that I also align very strongly with Susan Axelrod. So I love that. And with Cornelia, Stephanie, right? And Peggy Bell. I mean, listen, we are all very connected, and I love that. The things that I've been learning and continue to learn in 2022, because there's just a few more days now, is something I've known for a long time, is this concept called balance. And here's what I understand about balance. Everyone has a different threshold around their life and balance. And what I understand is that it's more about the harmony. It's more about the harmony of the things in your life that feel like they harmonize. It doesn't have to be equal, equal, equal. It means that it has to feel good to you. You can't like completely neglect something like your health and feel like you're in harmony, because there will be something out of whack at some point. But harmony is such an important thing. And it just, I have been really sitting with, well, what is my harmony today? And I have found, like some of you have already mentioned, that I want more time to transition between things. I'm very clear now that when I used to be, I was your friend, Cornelia. I would go fast, 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 really fast. And in this last year, 2022, I've really slowed down. Now that's Karen slowing down. It might look fast still to some other people. Yet for me inside, that is what I have found has been very powerful. So my boundaries around time and my shift into one thing to another is different. So my harmony around this is different. And I love that. And it was just a good, good, deep reminder for me. And I also have been playing with, you know, there's a lot of people, and I am one of them, who have taken a position And what I'm learning now, or have relearned really, is that I don't want to take a position, because position is oppositional. What I want is to take a stand. And when I take a stand, then I'm in a much more grounded, open, curious place. Like, I'm clear about who and what I believe in, and I want to hear what other people have to say. When I am in a positional place, I don't want to hear it, or at least that has been my experience. So I don't know how that is for others. But so what I have been learning is how I can take a stand. Very different. And I think that also comes with a sense of not only groundedness, but a sense of love. And I want to be coming from a place of love always. And I can also be in taking a stand for certain things that I believe in a kind and respectful way. So that's another thing I've really kind of gotten from 2022. Another is that my passions, the things that are important to me, have shifted. And so getting myself updated has been very important so that I can feel inspired and motivated. Getting clarity has been really a big key for me, because in July of 2022, I left the last kind of position or job that I had and became a full-on solo entrepreneur, right? And that was a big thing. And I want to just put a plug in for one of our experts and colleagues, Antonina Maneff, because she's a business coach, and I have actually been working with her, and she has helped me tremendously in getting greater clarity about what I want to offer in 2023. So that has been very cool. And I think just claiming my own badass strength, because exercise, health, strength is really important to me. Journaling continues to be something that I find brings out my authenticity, my self-connection, and I love that. So that's been a thread that I've been pulling through for many years, because I lead these journaling wisdom circles. And the thing that I'm moving into for 2023, Susan, you talked about the theme for the KS Media Group and just the divine feminine. And it's so interesting that I'm taking that and moving it into my journaling wisdom circles. I didn't really remember that. However, I'm calling it the journaling wisdom circles are about deepening and living our authentic path of self-love through the sacred feminine. And that is what I'm doing with the two wisdom circles that I have starting in January. I also want to just take the book, Susan, that you just wrote, and I want to recommend it. I really want to highlight everyone here. That is a big thing for me, is to collaborate, to highlight others. I clearly am not, I'm not so worried about being big and badass for others. It's more that I want to be big and badass for myself. Very big shift for me. So that's 2023. I want to support other people in that sense of their well-being, right? Whatever that looks like for each of us in the outer world who are listening, and those of us sitting here together. And I think I'll wrap it up with that. I'm very excited about 2023. I have the clarity that I've gotten is a new 90-day wellness plan, which is incorporating, like, if people really want to feel supported, they can do the exercise and strength training with the journaling, so that you're getting the physical aspects, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental aspects, all supported with very simple, two simple programs, which I love. I'm all about simplicity, because simplicity is power. And again, I think that's something I heard from Susan. You were saying something about simplicity in your year of 2017. Well, I'm bringing it forward here too, as well. So I think that's a really important thing. I'm doing it also for groups, but also I'm doing it for individuals. So my 90-day wellness plan is my big, that's what I'm offering. And I love it, because it just feels right. It feels simple, and it feels like something that I need and what I want to offer the world. So I'm really excited. And you can find me if you're interested in anything I've mentioned. You can go to the KS Media Group app and go to Influencer, and you will find my name, Dr. Karen Lubin. And I would be happy to connect with you and talk with you about any of your well-being needs.
Wow. Wow, right? That's another wow. And can I just say that those of you that are listening that want to check out Karen's work, she's going to be featured on the homepage of the app, the KS Media Group app, pretty much all of January. I think it's going to be until the third week in January. So you'll actually be able to download her free gift, because she put together an awesome, it's so awesome. Everything you do is awesome.
Oh,
your fitness classes. I haven't been part of your journaling circle because I'm a journaling fool myself, junkie. I journal all the time. It's like you said, I like that you called it journaling helps you reveal your authenticity. I thought when you said that word, journaling for me helps me see my word. It helps me express my divine feminine. It helps me express my truth. So I love that you're doing that and helping women rise into their divine feminine. And you're doing a lot of wonderful works. The collaborative work that I'm involved in with you, the classes I take with you, are the fitness classes that you're offering Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So for those of you that need accountability, I'm not really a person that needed accountability to show up for myself, because I do it. I show up for myself. I'm an ascension guide. I have to show up for myself and pave the path. So the physical body, the health of the physical body is really, really important to me, has been a core value. So showing up for my physical exercise, I will do it with or without a group, with or without a partner. But there's a lot of people that don't do that. They need accountability. And showing up in your class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for those 50 minutes that we're in there. And what I really like about it so much is that I don't have to think. I can just show up. I don't have to think of like, what am I supposed to do now, right? So basically we work three areas of the body. It's the upper body, the core, and the lower body. And it's all programmed and done, but we all do it together as a group. So all I have to do, I don't have to think. I'm a thinker. I'm always, forging the path of the new consciousness and rising and putting content out and creating. So when I show up to the class, I can just show up and be led. And then we all do our exercises together. So that's really, really what I like. And I like it that it's in the comfort of my own home, and I can do it when I travel around the world and I can be a part of the group. So this is what I like. For those of you that are looking at getting into your fitness, getting lean and getting strong and getting healthy, it just takes a start. This future self in this now. It just takes making a commitment to start. So that's one of the great things. And then you do a lot of other things with your journaling and also with your passion test family. So
Cornelia, if I could just interrupt for 1 second, excuse me for interrupting. I just want to say, Karen, that for everyone listening or viewing this, that the way you show up is simply authentic. I'm going to have to run in a minute, but Peggy Bell, Karen Lubin, Cornelia Stephanie, those of us who happen to be here today and the other members in the KS Media Group, showing up, walking our talk. I think that's the expression. I think that's what I want to say for each one of us around here. I know Peggy's work as well. Walking our talk. And Karen, you so walk your talk. And I really, I admire that. I'm amazed by it. And that is really a hallmark of those of us here. And so that's very inspiring for me.
So that's how you're coming across. Isn't that wonderful how we in the KS Media Group, the thought leaders from around the world, are building relationships, how we show up in the group, how we see each other, how we support each other. There's no there's good boundaries. There's good, healthy respect. Every person that's here is honoring the self and honoring all. That's really the truth. So these are the people that you're being influenced by. These are the people that have your best interest at heart, that are rooting for you to rise into your highest expression. Well said, Susan, and well said, Karen. Everything that you spoke, it's so grounded. You really own it in the body, and it is very calming. You know, like right away, it makes me want to look at your astrology. That's the thoughts that I had. You know, I wonder where her moon is. I wonder where her moon is. Anyway, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, we did tell everyone, you know, you're going to be able to, starting next week on Monday, you'll be able to download the KS Media app, but you're going to see Dr. Lubin, Karen Lubin, on the homepage of the app. Go grab that free gift and take advantage of getting your health back on track. No matter where you are right now, our health is in our wealth, and we are the KS Media Group, which focuses on well-being in your life, in your business, in your body, all of it. So thank you. Peggy.
Here I am.
Hi, Peggy Bell. So
hello.
Welcome. So, what has 2022 been about for you?
2022 for me, I didn't have to face all of the different challenges that some of you had to face, and I'm thankful for that. The few years before, I did have a lot of challenges to face, so I was relieved not to have to deal with as much in 2022. For me, the 2022 was a year of getting to know myself even better on an intimate inner level. It was something I had been working on. My word for last year was, or this year rather, was clarity, and the year before was believe. And, you know, when the year is over, we never just take those words and push them aside, because we work a whole year on having that. So it becomes part of who we are. And so I still work with my clarity. I still believe in the best is yet to be, you know, in working on that. So I always think of myself as I'm my own best friend, my BFF. And I believe fully that we all are unique. We're all imperfectly perfect, or perfectly imperfect rather. And we all have gifts to share. And we all have a responsibility to share those gifts. And so I'm always asking myself before I make a decision, does this move me forward towards using those gifts? And if the answer is no, then that's pretty much my answer of whether I'm going to pursue something or not. The other thing is I have to always ask myself, am I being open to receiving what's coming my way? Is my heart open? Is my mind open? I don't want to pass up opportunities because I wasn't aware and living in the moment to know whether those opportunities are for me to make use of. 2022 was the year I realized I am a speaker. I always thought it was something I always wanted to do, but was terrified to do years and years ago. And then I started gradually getting into it. I did quite a bit of speaking this year to different associations and groups and online and here in the great KS Media Group app. I did a lot of speaking also. And so it let me know that I am a speaker. I'm not settled on whether it's a keynote speaker or workshop speaker. I like them all. And so I'm not going to lock myself in one position. I'm open to all of that because it's part of my gifts and it's whatever the opportunity is at that time. I also became an international best-selling author this year in 2022. So that was something that was exciting for me as well. And so I just continue to make sure I ask myself those questions. You know, does this move me forward to where I'm using the gifts I have? And is my heart and my mind open to receiving what's coming my way? My word for this year, no surprise, is Unstoppable, because it goes with the book that was released, I think it was in March, or maybe a few months later. I know we had a setback a little bit, but Stuck to Unstoppable was the name of it. And I'm committed to making people realize they can live an unstoppable life. This year, I'm going forward to branching out, working with young girls to let them realize, to give them the tools to put in their life toolbox to live an unstoppable life, to be able to stand up to peer pressure, to bullying, to be able to know that, you know, worrying takes away our energy. How do we deal with worry? How do we deal with fear? All of these things that can empower young girls. I'm committed to that, as well as still working with adults. My theme for this year is the best of me in 23. And that's what I want to see happen. I think anybody that's listening needs to really make an effort to download the KS Media app. There's so many thought leaders that are going to make your life so much easier. And, you know, we talk about well-being, and this is the whole app has to do with well-being, whether it's your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, whether it's knowing how to parent from a standpoint of, you know, being a parent of young children. There's so much in there to offer, and it's just there for the taking. These people, these thought leaders who have become family to me, have hearts, such serving hearts. And, you know, three people right here that have so much to give always. And I'm so appreciative of what they do, and you can benefit from that. So don't put off another day. Download the KS Media app and get your year started on the right track. I think you owe it to yourself to do that. And so that's where I plan to go this year, with being on track, the best of me in 23.
I love that. The best of me. We can all take that on, right?
Woo!
The best of me in 23. I think that's a group. That's a really good one. The best of me in 23. What a beautiful expression of the self that you just did and what you just shared. You know, if I, like, when I was listening to you and the work that you're doing with young girls that you're branching out, Peggy, you know, if I had a daughter, I would want to have her listen to you. I would want to have her be inspired by you. You have such a gentleness about you. You know, you've been a teacher your whole life, and now you're a teacher again, the speaker and also a teacher, you know. And you have this energy of trust that you emit that is just very safe. It's a very safe energy. So I'm so grateful that you're in our group, and that you've been here now. For how long has it been that you've been in the KS Media group?
Over a year. I think it was the beginning of December of last year.
Yeah, I think I felt that connection immediately with you when I first met you. That's what it was, is that we connected so well. And then you've been with us now since that time. And I've really seen you grow and rise into your speaker, into your future self, like Susan would call it. Definitely have seen you grow, and all of the things that you've done this year with your speaking in the organizations and the different things that you've done to get your work out there. And now it's just another next step. And so I'm so grateful that you're here in the community. Let's get your work out there. Get your work out there to the next branch of service that you're offering, and that is empowering girls. What's the age group again?
7 to 16.
Mm-hmm. So those of you that are mothers that are listening to this, that want to have your daughter, you know, be heard and be listened to and be guided by someone like Peggy, she's your woman, she's your teacher, she's your person. Susan?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to run, but I just wanted to say, Peggy, I don't even know what to say. I know your groups are local, in person, so important. I'm grateful for every girl who gets to, you know, live these words that you're sharing. And I just want to encourage you to watch this back and see what you just spoke out. It was so good. I'm going to be doing the same. I hope we all will. And for you to be moving into the support of girls, the future leaders of our free world, is just profoundly impactful. Honestly, off podcast record, I just can't wait for what 2023 is going to bring inside KSMG as well. So exactly. Thank you
so much.
Bye, Susan. Thank you so much. Yes, I can't wait either to see what it is that we're going to create with this small and mighty network, this small and mighty referral group. I just got the chills again. And I'm sitting on a heating pad, believe it or not. How can you get chills when you're sitting on a heating pad? I mean, that's divine truth spoken. Those are the chill bumps. Those are God's goosebumps that are coming through when it's like that. You're speaking the truth and woo, your headlights are shining. Let's have a little humor, shall we? So wonderful. I can't wait to see what we're going to do, because those of us that are in alignment, that are here, that are part of this group, we're just going to even connect deeper and connect stronger together to always bring you the best. So right now in January of 2023, it's about health and fitness. It's about really getting your body back on the right track. So Dr. Lubin is your person. And also, you know, go get that free download that we're going to be, and just have the app as a resource. Use the app as a resource so that you can feel supported. You need to listen. If you need to listen to a podcast, we're your people. We're your tribe. So 2023, the best of me in 2023, the best of you in 2023. We're your tribe. Find your community. And then if you want to go deeper, Susan's got her group, Dr. Lubin's got her different groups, message us. We're always willing to have deeper discovery calls with you. So I just want to close by saying, I've been podcasting now since 2017. And when I made the commitment to podcast in 2017, I had to sit with it for quite a long time, because I knew it was going to require a commitment on my part to continuously show up and show up to share the content, to share the authentic message, to share the real self. And then I did that. And at the same time, what I naturally do is I like to shine the spotlight on other people too, the people that I'm excited about, the people that I'm inspired about. So then I started helping people with, learning how to podcast on themselves, learning how to bring their message out to have a greater impact in the world. And podcasting is still very much part of what it is that I do. It's one aspect of what I do. And I love it so much to have the platform, to have conversations like this, right? So that we can share with you on how to make your life better, and that you can too. And that really is the thing. 2022 for me was very challenging in that I was brought up to a physical health challenge where I felt like I was definitely dying and losing my life. And I have this belief that I ingrained, that I installed back in 2007 or 2008, the belief that I put there in my subconscious programming. And that was the belief that I lived all these years until now. The belief was that the physical body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. That was my belief. And every choice I made, everything I made over the years was always based on that belief until this year when I got really sick. Then I was able to see, do I really believe this? Because if I do really believe this, then now is the time for me to really implement it again and practice it and live it when I'm really threatened or challenged during that time. It was scary. I mean, being faced with my own death during the time where there's so much hope, there's so much passion, there's new earth. I'm all about the new earth, the physical body. I'm all about it. And yet I was brought to my knees. You know, what I've overcome in my own life is suicidal ideation. For many, many years, I was faced by the shadow of suicide myself and healed that. So if you ever have suicidal thoughts or think that you can't transcend or transition out of that shadow, you can. You can, because really, I truly believe that we never really want to harm and kill the self. What we want to do is we want to kill the pain. And in order for us to kill the pain, we have to feel it. We have to really dive in and feel it. And that is how I transcended the shadow of suicide. So this year, being faced with lung and heart issues after COVID, that was where I ended up in the emergency room. And then I was rejecting the antibiotics that were prescribed to me. And I then created an environment in my home to rest and allow the body to do what it naturally does. And that is to heal. And just over the last 2.5-3 weeks, am I finally able to breathe into my lungs without feeling the breath go in there? Where over the course of this time, when I would take a breath, I would feel that energy go into the lung, feel that breath. And now I feel like I've restored and restoring and healing and healing. So being faced with what you believe, because we create our lives based on our beliefs. That's why I put that belief in there. The physical body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. That serves me very well in my own healing, and may it serve you in yours as well, whatever you're faced with. You know, surround yourself with people that support you in your healing. And finally, I just want to say, you know, with that was the biggest challenge. And now that I feel back in my body, back in my health, I'm really excited to see what I'm going to create now in 2023 with my future self in charge and my health and my well-being. So the work that I do, you can find me in the KS Media Group app. I have a wonderful 21-day practice that is there that really helps you release old negative emotions. It's $21 for 21 days. You hear my voice for 10 minutes a day in that course, guide you to what it is that you're releasing, what it is that you're letting go, what's triggering you, what are the emotions that you're feeling, and what peace do you want to create in your life. And you have your own journal, you have your own you bring the journal. The journal isn't provided in that 21 day, but it's called the 21 day peace practice. And may all of us find greater peace in 2023, the best of me, finding greater peace. And those of you that are healers, that are coaches, that are facilitators, that want to work with me personally, I help you step into your authority as a sovereign being. And it doesn't take much. It takes just one or two sessions for you to claim it, for you to own it as the divine feminine in charge. And there you go, is really take ownership to be the authority over any system outside of yourself. Nobody has that power over you but you. And that is how I want to close today. Do you have any final things that you would like to say to me?
I just love your heart. I really do. It's so evident. And thank you for being so open and sharing about this year for you. That means a lot. And I don't know, I just feel like, oh, my heart just really took that in. So thank you. And you are an amazing light bearer and shiner. So you do amazing things, and I'm very grateful to know you and reconnect with you and see how you are a great model and example for so many people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I know that Peggy just jumped off. She, they didn't have internet. Peggy didn't have internet for 6 days. Can you imagine, Karin? having internet.
No.
she just got on for the podcast. She had enough internet to do the podcast and be part of the KS Media Group today.
Wow.
And
she's on again.
Isn't that something?
That is.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting that link about her her program.
Oh, yeah.
I want to support that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank
you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show today. We wish you the best of you.
And yes.
I love that so much. Oh, there's Peggy. She wants to say something. He came back.
I lost internet access again for a couple of minutes.
Well, we just talked about you and said, you know, we can't wait to hear more about your program. So share away when you can with all of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're frozen, Peggy.
But we love you.
Love you, Peggy. And the internet is not working. We want to thank you for listening to us. We've said it all. We've said all the things, you know. Take your community that you have right here when you're listening to this and come and co-create 2023 with us. Love you so much, everyone. Take good care and we'll see you again next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.